the president's budget plan, Congress, and endangered species. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Trump administration's detailed budget proposal leaves fewer resources for protecting endangered species. Kara Holsapple has more.
Under the proposed plan, the budget for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would be trimmed to $1.3 billion for 2018. Brett Hartle, Government Affairs Director at the Center for Biological Diversity, says that's about an 8% funding cut for conservation. Hartle says the Trump administration's cuts to the domestic side of the budget in favor of defense spending aren't a surprise.
This administration has shown overwhelming hostility to most things environmental. It's basically the main thing they've done over the first few months of the administration is to roll back environmental regulations that were designed to protect human health and the environment. So it certainly doesn't bode well.
The Center for Biological Diversity has filed 18 lawsuits against the Trump administration, and a few deal directly with endangered species, like one to protect gray wolves and lynx from copper mining in Minnesota. But Hartle says over the last 6 years, Congress has been leading the effort to roll back protections for endangered species.
We've seen a lot of species-specific attacks where they say, we want to end protections for a species, even though it's still endangered, even though it's still potentially going to go extinct.
Hartle says under this new budget proposal, it could be slightly harder to get species added to the endangered species list, and it might make recovery harder for species that are already protected. Some saw hope in the case of the rusty-patched bumblebee. Earlier this year, the species became the first bumblebee listed under the Endangered Species Act.
That species is in a unique position because it basically had crossed the finish line during the last days of the Obama administration, and the only thing left to do was to do final publication on the Federal Register to sort of make it official. And they don't really have a lot of legs to stand on to stop something like that.
Hartle says it's somewhat encouraging that the Trump administration is following the rule of law. He says that could be good news for the monarch butterfly. His group already has a legal agreement with the agency to consider the species as threatened. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not provide anyone for a taped interview for this story. But in an email, an agency spokesperson says under the proposed budget plan, funding for listing new species under the Endangered Species Act is being reduced to fund conservation the administration considers a higher priority. According to an agency press release, that includes protecting fish and wildlife habitat in national refuge areas for hunting and recreation. For the Environment Report, I'm Kara Holsapple.
This is the Environment Report. Invasive plants are really good at being bad. They're hard to get rid of, and a new study finds even if you rip them out, they can have lingering effects for years. Dan Takella is an invasive plant ecologist at the University of Wyoming. He studied Japanese stiltgrass. He calls it one of the top three worst invasive plants in the eastern U.S. Takella says they removed the plant from several sites, and 3 years later, things were worse.
We found that the disturbance of us removing that invader actually promoted other weedy and invasive species.
He says the invasive plant robbed the soil of nutrients, too.
We have probably in the millions of dollars that we spend managing invasive plants, and we kill them, and we say we're successful and walk away. But if you don't actually look at what happens afterwards, you might just be opening up a niche for other invasive and weedy species.
He says the key to restoring native ecosystems is to try to take invasive plants out as early as you can and then monitor to make sure you have the right kinds of plants coming back in. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.